Hey, this is Dan Ossible, Discovery Channel team, back here at the Tour de France for the finish of the final time trial in Saint-Étienne. And Lance Armstrong has won his first race of 2005. He picked a great time to do it in the final time trial of the Tour with an absolutely commanding performance today, incredibly exciting for everybody to watch. Ended up winning the stage by 23 seconds over a very game Jan Ulrich, who did his best to get on the podium, and on the podium Jan made it with that disastrous performance by Michael Rasmussen. Crashes, the bike changes. It just goes to show you that something bad can happen each and every day of this race, and it's not over until it's over, and Rasmussen can attest to that. But the good news is Lance's ride was absolutely fantastic. He started off a bit slow at the first time check at 17 kilometers. He was down 7 seconds on Basso and had a 10-second lead over Jan, but then everything changed at the next couple time checks, putting 19 seconds into Jan, 32 seconds into Jan, finally 35, and then 23 at the line. But Just a marvelous performance by Lance. It was dominant. He was in control. All the tiny turns, all the little towns he went through, he was masterful. And again, a great day by the team. A really fantastic day by the team with George Hincapie in eighth and Yaroslav Popovich in 11th. And another great day for the American riders, going 1, 4, 6, and 8, and then also 14. So as Americans have done all year in time trials, especially, it was just a banner day. So now we've got Lance in first, we've got Popovich in 12th place, we've got George in 14th, we've got Popovich with a 9:02 lead in the white jersey, that's locked up. The team's going to finish second overall. We still trail by almost 15 minutes now to T-Mobile, but again, all that aside, just for a commanding performance in Lance's last time trial of his career. You could see how motivated Lance was, his children with him at the start line. He was really enjoying them, having them there, a rare sight indeed for an athlete getting ready for his race. For the biggest race of his season, of his career perhaps, but and of course the kids came at the finish, and it was just a really nice moment. So the celebration can begin. There's one more day. We always say it's not over till it's over, but with a pretty commanding lead now, 4 and change over Basso, 6 and change over Jan. Tomorrow will be the ride into Paris, which again is pretty much a formality. We've got to get the champagne stored on ice and have the two team cars handed out to all the other cars in the race. That's tradition. And then the racing really starts when they hit Paris and do 8 laps of the Champs-Élysées here. And then it's game on. You've got some sprints to be done. It's a very prestigious stage to win. So, again, the sprinters, finally, those that are still in the race, will have a chance to go for it. But everything else is locked up. It's celebration time. One more day here, and then we're going to have a nice finish up here in Paris. But, again, a really amazing performance, and Lance picked quite a time to go out on top here at the Tour. So it was tremendous and fantastic, and not much else we could say. The team is just sky high. So for the last time, you can join us tomorrow for the final stage 21 of the Tour de France. We'll go through all the situations at hand with all the kind of the fun leading into Paris, and we'll see how the guys do. And it's quite a scene when the leading team leads the yellow jersey into Paris, and that's going to be our team for the 7th straight year. Celebrations on ice here. We're all really excited. So for more information on the team, head to discovery.com.